Demon Seed.
You must be mistaken.
It's here.
Come on down here and help with it.
Demon Seed.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.
Fuck's sake, Mike, you've ruined it. You fucking ruined it again, haven't you? With your fucking local recording of your files. You can't fucking
right,
press record to fucking
seconds,
save your life.
Four,
you might as well.
Five, six.
Right. 7, 8, 9, 10. I know the fucking numbers. Let's just do the fucking speaking, Mike.
There we go. I'm in, Reese. I'm not listening to John. He's a potty mouth. Why can I not see? Here's a question for you, John.
Yes.
I was talking about your fucking ongoing technology woes, right?
Yes.
To Dan Peterson, friend of the podcast, right?
Yes.
Just found out he's a Patreon as well. Fair play.
He's a good lad.
He made a very good observation. He said, yes. What does John always say? He's got four bars. He said, I think John is doing these recordings via his Wi-Fi on his phone or his 4G on his phone. He's pinged you, isn't he? That's why they're so shit all the time.
I've plugged the phone into the back of a fucking computer and I'm trying to make it work.
Isn't it? That's what you're doing, isn't it?
I'm genuinely...
You use the hotspot off your phone, you fucking idiot. That's why it's like using an Atari all the time, because you just...
I'll explain. The four bars I'm referring to, if you use a Mac, there's a small sort of upside-down triangle in the corner that represents the Wi-Fi. It's actually... It's that. I am using Wi-Fi, but as we know, the computer monitor is above my head, so if I turn the screen on, you couldn't see me anyway. But if I turn the screen on, it seems to slow this thing down incredibly. Now, there's a geographical issue here because when I use the internet, if it rains or it gets cold, I know this sounds strange, Mike, the internet slows down. And at the moment, it's winter, which means in turn, the internet will slow down or freeze. So I'm doing everything within my means to get this up and running and get it as professional.
You're fucking cheapskate. We just changed suppliers.
Fuck them. It's the fucking Demon Seed.
John, you're not treating the listeners with any respect.
Oh, fuck's sake, it would be all the same if you had hyper-fast...
I told you, why don't you pay for the proper service? It's what listeners deserve.
It's been like
he always said his own words. His own words, very out of his own mouth. He said, fuck him. He said, fuck him, Mike.
He refused to use a mobile phone. Do you know what he does? He knocks on your door, asks you something, asks you to come round and tell him what it is 5 minutes later. Even if you live in fucking Scotland, he's a wanker. I fucking hate him. I wish he was dead, but he's not. And they're still making that fucking Demon Seed to this fucking day. And it's shit. Shit. Here we go. Come on. Rolling deep.
Come on. You know the score, don't you?
Have we started? Reese, hello. Have we started?
Reese there?
Reese, are you there?
Hello, Reese.
I think fucking we started. I was just going to try and think of a theme. Mm.
Oh, go on, I have a theme. Well, I got a good theme for you. You're in Kent. I've seen the kids playing hockey on the your homemade ice rink. Let's go, winter.
Brilliant.
Today's theme is winter.
Brilliant. There you go. So that's today's theme. So far, we've had. What did we?
Stop swearing. My kids listen to this podcast.
Sorry.
What little prick.
What have we had so far in the
they do the, as well. My kids listen to this podcast.
That's disgusting.
They're 9 and 12.
What do the children make of this? It's a real. I mean,
oh, they're appalled. They're appalled. They're a mixture of appalled and embarrassed and confused.
Dad, what's Mary the Punk?
Yeah. Dad, why does Uncle John want to put things up himself with a rubber tube?
What's going on rollerblading?
You went to Catholic school, kids.
Sucking the shit off your own fingers after doing a rollerblading trick.
Oh, Dad, what's the smell of success? Never mind.
Of course, listeners who don't subscribe to the highly effective
Perla, didn't they?
That was a treat and a half, that, the smell of success, of course.
Talking to a friend of the pod, Dan Peterson, does all those brilliant sketches for us on Twitter.
Yes, what a
like
guy.
The Steptoeing team one was a work of sheer genius, wasted on this bloody pile of old wink.
Yeah, I agree.
Would that be a lovely T-shirt, that?
Oh, my God. The idea of selling a T-shirt with any of those images that Dan... I mean, if you don't know who Dan is, go and look. What's his Twitter feed? Dan Peterson.
Dan Peterson. Yeah, I don't know.
Look up Dan Peterson. I'm sure you'll find him. He's a fantastic artist. I mean, he doesn't just draw cocks with three drips coming out. This guy
can do that, though. He can do that.
Yeah, I mean, he literally can. If you want a veiny detailed cock.
If you want a 9 foot high cock on the side of your house, Dan's your man.
He'll actually do it. VDC specialist. VDC specialist. Dan Peterson.
Yeah.
Cocks all sizes. No cock too big, no veins too blue. Dan Peterson is the... Dear Dan, I recently found out about some of your fantastic artwork through the well-known podcast, Demon
Why Seed. Why?
Would it be possible, please, that Dan Peterson could draw a bucket of cum for me? Kind regards, Richard Smith, Rochester. Well, Richard.
What have we here? Why are you doing Jimmy Savile stuff? Oh, Jesus, I went Savile then. Sorry, apologies.
We can't go that far. I mean, that really, unless they want to pay a lot of money.
Oh, yeah, Coogan's doing it. Coogan's taking the bloody Savile dollar. He doesn't care.
Yeah, he is. I think he's not so much doing a comedy with it.
You got to move on, isn't it?
It's just a truck on there.
Yeah, but Dan's man. So I reckon we'll put this out there for the dickheads who listen to this.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you want to... Stupid enough to listen to this. Surely they're daft enough to buy a T-shirt with one of Dan's pictures on it.
Yeah, I mean, why not?
I just said pictures then. Slip of the tongue.
It's a new school of art. It's a new type of art from South Wales called Pricturism and involves a picture of your own cock drawn in heavy detail by Dan Peterson. Dan, 74, said this. Well, I've been drawing cocks for quite a while, even though I'm not from North Wales, and I really enjoyed it.
Do it as John Peel, because he loves you, John Peel.
Oh, the past few years, I must say, I've thoroughly enjoyed. I must say, I've thoroughly enjoyed drawing pictures of my own cock, but only last week I discovered a fantastic artist by the name of Dan Peterson, who's drawn my cock in
free press of us, didn't he?
Oh, Dan Peterson, Dan Peterson, expert cockmaster. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic.
No muff too tough.
No muff too tough, no cock too big. Dear Dan, please...
Rock'em, sock'em, cock'em Peterson, they call him.
Oh. Hiya, Dan. You don't know me, but I got your number from the internet, and I want a picture of my ring piece, but close up and done in watercolour. Is there any chance you can do it for us? It's my 50th coming up. I was wondering, I'll pay you £150 for it. Hopefully you can do a scratch and stiff, mate.
Hello, Dan. Listen to your friend's podcast there up in from Aberdeenshire. And listen, my grandmother's turning 80 at the end of the month. A wonderful woman, you know, great tunesmith, a great locksmith, and she was a great blacksmith. Wondered if you could draw a huge picture of her late husband's cock for us. Please get in touch if you can do that.
Hey, Dan. Really hey, Dan. This is Liam.
He really wants to talk to the Glen, you know.
I'd like you to draw a picture of a close-up of my left nipple with a wee bit of shit on it. Any chance you could do it for me by Christmas? My wife would fucking love it. Fantastic.
Dear Sean, thank you for your correspondence. I regret to inform you that I only do pictures of large penises. If you want a nipple with some shit on the end of it, you have to source your portraits elsewhere. Although, to be fair to Dan, he could do that.
I mean, he could do anything. He's a wonderful man, and I think, you know, I think we should proceed. I mean, he's actually done proper art in the past, and this is obviously taking it to a very base level. But
he's got his own art shop, by the way, now.
Look at that.
If you listen to this,
yeah.
And you yourself like a draw or a paint,
yeah.
Lovely. Get down to Dan Peterson's shop.
Maybe you're
in
just
Rubina.
Out.
In Rubina, yeah. Which is a nice part of Cardiff, and B rhymes with vagina.
And also, you know, if you're just starting out, he could tell you the right sort of pen to use.
Oh,
you know, the right sort of paints, how to draw a cock. It's not as easy as it looks. It's
you
not
think
as easy
it's simple,
as it
but it's, I mean,
yeah,
of course, the genius of Peterson is not so much in the rendering of the cock. I mean, one only has to look at a toilet wall or a sort of school desk to see that the drawing of the penis is ubiquitous. Indeed, it has been since the days of cavemen. But it's the manner in which he draws the penis, the way that he renders the penis. I mean, it really is a wonderful thing. It's veiny, it's smooth, it's got a certain a menace about it, but at the same time, it looks wonderfully approachable. You know, this is the genius of Dan Peterson's penis work, you know.
something rather unique about his style. I think it's the detail in the veins. I think that's fantastic.
And of course, wonderful, really is.
The wonderful triptych that I commissioned him to do, which was just named...
A triptych, of course.
As it's known, it was, of course, the helmet, the shaft, and the balls. In, of course,
wonderful. Yes, they're very much the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost of the penis.
Of course, and I think it was unique. And of course, everybody who comes around says, "Richard, is that your penis?" Well, of course it is. Of course it bloody is. And then I'll get my own out, and they'll all look and compare,
cross-reference it, and so on and so forth. But
of course,
wonderful thing, and of course. This is very much the genius, if you will, of Peterson.
I think the world of art has changed remarkably over the years, but his works are...
Oh, unrecognisable.
And I think wonderful man, wonderful pair of hands. And, of course, the way he deals with his subject when he paints the picture. I, for example, where I went for a sitting in 1997... It took 18 hours, but he looked after me so incredibly well. He placed me on the stool, took my trousers off for me, massaged my inner thighs, and, you know, gently rubbed the penis. Because if he
leaves
becomes...
no stone unturned, Dan.
All the pupils were individually combed beforehand, hair gel administered, and then, of course, in order to keep the penis flaccid, he injected me with a unique type of drug. I'm not sure what it was, but it kept me flaccid for the entire process.
No, probably cocoa, I imagine. Or
yeah, exactly. And I was rendered impotent afterwards, but, of course, the picture of the flaccid penis looked fantastic on the wall, and my wife loves it, my children love it, the local...
Well, of course, with myself, when I sat for Peterson back in 86, of course, in one of his earlier phase... quite the opposite, John. Peterson, I arrived at the studio. He turned the stool around as he is wont to do. I inserted the stool leg in my anus.
Of course.
Dan pushed down on both my shoulders to make sure that it was a good tight fit. Of course, this massaged my male G spot, if you will, making me having it, shall we say, a tingle in the toilet area. Of course, Dan. Wonderful. Got a small bottle of linseed oil, which he uses to clean brushes and thin paints, and massage it into my penis for 5 or 6 minutes, I suppose, until, of course, it was wonderfully engorged. I mean, it really had this magnificent erection.
A bulbous head.
Oh, yes, the cat. I mean, the cat couldn't scratch it. You know, it really was a wonderful thing. And the cat tried. And Dan rendered it in oils, of course. What a work of art. And, of course, to this day, as you well know, John, it hangs in pride of place over my fireplace. And, you know, the grandchildren come round of an evening and they say, "Oh, show us the painting, grandfather." And we'll let them into the sitting room. And of course, there it is, four foot high. Absolutely. 4 foot high, 2 feet wide.
A very, 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 very good friend of mine recently at an auction managed to pick up one of the early works of Dan Peterson, the celebrity era he went through, and of course a piece simply known as John Craven's Ring Piece, which he painted in 1989.
Oh, yes.
And it was an incredibly masterful piece of art.
Coffee table book. I mean, he produced a wonderful coffee table book of celebrity penises that he'd rendered. Of course, Chegwin's Chode.
Oh, wonderful stumpy chub of a lump of flesh there.
Keith Chegwin, yes.
Incredibly thick cheese helmet. But, of course, it was only 1.5 inches long, but it was 4.5 inches wide. Absolutely wonderful. But, of course, the coffee table book doesn't do it justice until you go to the Tate and see Dan Peterson's giant chode cock on the wall, 15 foot across, dripping, gleaming cheese helmet. Wonderful, wonderful.
Yes. I'm reminded, of course, of an interactive exhibition that Peterson did in the early 90s in a local gallery. One was very much encouraged to add to the display the various peni across the walls that Peterson had painted. And, of course, one was very much encouraged, John, very much encouraged to use one's own liquids, if you will, to enhance the paintings. And Peterson was, I mean, in this respect, John, very avant-garde. I mean, very much at the forefront of that sort of movement, you know. And, of course, that was known as his spunk phase. There's not a day goes by that I don't miss it, John.
I mean, of course, an incredibly accomplished artist, and he's been going for many, many years. But I think really his golden era when he was using his own seed to paint by mixing food.
When he rendered Wilfred Bramble in his own seed, it was
fantastic,
absolutely wonderful, wasn't it, John?
I mean, to achieve the image of those yellow, tarnished teeth, you couldn't do it with oils or any other medium, really, unless you had your own seed and attended it with a tea bag and some cigarette ash beforehand. It just didn't make sense. Wonderful art.
I seem to remember Bramble himself was enamoured of it and talked about it at quite some length.
Well, Bramble himself nearly bankrupted himself, of course, trying to buy the picture back. He was so impressed with all the money he made from his various BBC television appearances.
Yes,
I'm Steptoe and Son.
I'm trying to set you up here to do an impression, of course, of Bramble.
It had I bet we have a nice afternoon at the Tate Modern.
Dirty old man.
You fucking horrible people. That's not the Tate Modern. It's a fucking wall with a garage round the back. You want to look at a picture of your own cock sprayed up by Jan Peterson, that dirty bastard. It'll make me sick.
Oh, Edel, please. It's a nice bit of art. After all, he's captured all the detail, the way it leans up to the left when it's on hard on.
Oh, you make me fucking sick. I thought you really fucking crossed the line when you brought that Polaroid camera and took 43 pictures of it, but fucking hell. Gutted somebody called Dan Peterson to draw a giant picture of your wee. I then tried having the fucking gall to take it to the fucking Tate Modern and asking them to put it on a fucking wall. You make me sick.
Oh, Adam, please, Adam. Nobody else is going to look at it, let alone touch it. Ring, ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding,
Here, Uncle Arthur. Here, Uncle Arthur, there's a really big picture on the wall. It looks like your cheese helmet.
I don't think it's mine. No. Oh, is it impossible I could have a lie down? Is this a terrible big, rather large penis?
Fuck you,
Oh, Private... Hey, I've got a brilliant story about Private Godfrey.
Yeah, go on.
This weekend, went out on a bit of a walk around the bike path in Bristol.
Nice. Lovely.
And of course, along these bike paths, there's lots of old disused railway platforms.
Mm.
I think it was out towards Mangotsfield, right? There's an old platform. And you know when you go on these walks, there's usually a little plaque and it'll say, you know, for example, you can find different types of birds here or there's different types of trees grow here. A bit about
you can't say birds these days, John. It's not correct.
Of course, flying creatures.
Gotta say women, different types of women.
There's all sorts of women hanging around in the bushes up here. Anyway, we get to this old disused train platform. Now it's just a cycle track. It's just a tarmac track. And there's just literally a concrete platform with a burnt out building on it, right?
Mm.
And there's only a fucking picture of Private Godfrey on the plaque. And this is the platform. Do you know before...
You broke up right there. Say that again. What was it?
So we're on the track, on the cycle track, right?
Mm.
And on the edge of the cycle track is an old disused railway platform, just a concrete platform, right? And there's a burnt out building, right? And there's a sign saying this used to be, I think it was Mangotsfield, it used to be the train platform, right? And on the plaque, there's a picture of Private Godfrey from Dad's Army because it's fucking fantastic. He used to, before he did Dad's Army, he was a playwright, yeah? And he wrote a play called The Ghost Train. And that was the platform that he was stranded on where he heard a mysterious train that drove him to write the well-known play The Ghost Train, which you can hear on the radio now. And I stood on that very platform this
weekend. Take a photograph next time.
Oh, I'm going up there again this weekend. I'm going to draw a picture of a cock on a wall.
draw a big cock on Private Godfrey.
I'm a big time.
Call it a wanksy. Just go up there.
I just wondered if I could have a lie down on the floor. It's very tight.
No. You can't go around drawing penises on Private Godfrey, Clegg.
Cracking toast from it.
Impressions.
Impressions, stuff you remember.
Remembering stuff.
Oh, I fucking love it. Oh, I've just turned into fucking Steptoe. No. Oh, I fucking can't get enough of it.
No, Clay. You can't take an aerosol can, Craig, and go drawing big penises on Private Godfrey in Mankinsfield.
Don't worry, Bank. Just rub the paint off. Nobody notice. Here, Uncle Arthur, there's three drips coming out the end. I thought it was four when you normally did it. Don't worry about the mind of drips, Bank. We clean that up in the morning. Don't panic. Don't panic, Mr. Manning. I'll clean it up with a bit of tissue paper.
Oh, God.
My good tissue paper. There's more than four drips coming at the end of the cup.
Oh, fuck.
Sweating, sweating.
It's good though, isn't it? The one.
Stuff you remember, Terry Wogan's floral dance.
Oh.
ITV telethon. Raising money for stuff you don't care about. Bobby Davro.
Duncan Norvell.
Oh, chase me. Classics. In Adams. Why can't you
Cracker Jack.
Mike Reed. Run around.
Fucking crush it, grape.
Stu Francis. Signed photo downstairs. Gotta take a picture of it and upload it to the TV scene.
Oh, jump over Wendy House.
People talking about Jackie Brambles on Top of the Pops. Yes. It's only the Grange Ale theme tune. This is a fucking strong. This is very strong. Oh, what? We're loving this. Absolutely loving it. We haven't even. Well, we've sort of gone paranormal.
The doctor, hey?
Oh, the doctor. Who's your favourite doctor? Tom Baker. That's a bit of content.
Tom
Baker. Good. I'm Tom Baker. Oh, I'm Tom Baker. I'm Tom Baker. Quick, get to the fucking TARDIS.
What's Tom Baker being bitten by a radioactive Arthur Lowe, is he? Oh, the kids will love this, right? Arthur Lowe and Tom Baker.
That's all the under
the youngsters are fucking loving it.
Fucking mental for this. The American listeners loving all these references.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
Let's talk about maypoles next. Fucking Morris dancing.
I've done that.
Have you really Morris danced?
Well, I have Morris danced, yeah.
Whoa, when did you do that?
When I was in college. We did dance. Because I did a sports degree, didn't I? So they brought some Morris dancers in. So I was on Morris dance.
When I was in college, I did
Morris. I did.
With the sticks and the bells and all that.
Yeah, all that shit.
Did you have your own outfit? Did you make it? Or?
No, they gave us all the shit to wear.
Did you keep it?
No.
Oh, I fucking gave it back. Dance, dance, whatever you may be, for I am the Lord of the dance at D. I shall lead you all, whatever you may be, and fuck this, I don't know the words to the song.
Wonderful. I danced to the morning when the world was begun, and I danced to the moon and the stars and the sun, and I came down from heaven and I danced on the earth at Bethlehem, I had my birth. Oh. You should know all this stuff. You went to Catholic school, didn't you?
I think that's a. Is that a pagan song? I don't think it's. I don't think it's religious.
The fucking Lord of the Dance about Jesus.
Is it about Jesus? I thought it was just about some bloke who wanks off rabbits and fucking drinks blood or something.
Dance then, whatever.
I'm the Lord
of
the Dance.
Maybe it's Michael Flatley.
Michael, you know Arthur. You know that Michael Flatley. He's outside waking up with rabbit drinking blood. Can I go outside and have a look?
Arthur, you fucking don't go outside there. You don't trust that fucking Flatley. Almost as bad as the picture of a cock you put on the wall earlier. It'll make me sick.
Oh, Arthur, please let me go out. I don't want to see Michael Flatley just before I die. It's always been my fucking time. This week's number one undeniably is Michael Flatley with the Smash Phallus Dance. Take it away.
Oh, God.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, not bad. Nothing much going on.
Tay, can't leave us only, please believe us. Ever gonna be
respectable.
Do you know what I enjoyed? Mel and Kim, and we got no noses. We're from the valleys and we made a big record. We signed with a thing and we loads of money. We haven't got no noses and we're Mel and Kim. That was the B-side, wasn't it? That's
the B-side. And this is Kim. We're on Insta. We're the new it. Fucking awesome. The
it's fucking magic, it is. Get on Instagram and have a look at it. Ask Mel and Kim.
It's been a couple of years since we released a song. We'll be back in full fucking force. I'm 48, Kim's 47. We are going to fucking rock the charts with a brand new song. But before that, I'm going to put my finger up my bum and suck it and put it on fucking YouTube. So fucking sign up, guys, for a fucking cavalcade of fun. Mel and Kim, minus the noses.
I just remember I'm actually dead.
Oh, yeah, don't matter. We fucking rebirthed you for fucking, what's it called? Fucking TikTok and all that. Don't matter. People don't care no more.
Take,
are you guys Mel and Kim here from the Valleys? Not to be confused with the original Mel and Kim.
No, no, we are Mel and Kim. We are Mel and Kim. Mel and Kim.
Part of the live show, I put an entire melon up myself and Kim to laugh on the side of the stage. Fucking yeah, cracking.
Fucking magic, innit?
Sign up on Instagram. We'll be on fucking, what's another thing called? Fucking TikTok.
We'll be doing all that. Like, we're doing unboxing as well. Like, we're doing unboxing, and if we just smash and like and subscribe, we'll be unboxing things, like, you know what I mean?
Unboxing watermelons this week. And of course, I'll be getting a fucking chainsaw and sitting on it.
Last time we done that, we got about 250 likes, didn't we? I chopped my nose off with a fucking chainsaw, like, but it was
fucking amazing.
Fucking great content, man.
Fucking brilliant. All the people love it.
I'm an influencer, I am now, because a thicky fucking cunt down the street cut his nose off as well.
We started a trend. It's going to be as big as fucking blockbuster video, I tell you. It's going to be fucking massive. We got fucking videos of us smashing our noses in. We got fucking videos of us fucking getting knives and cut them off with scissors. Anything you can do to get a fucking nasal sound like
it's
this.
It's gone fucking news. And fucking John Peel came down and he was loving it as well. He's telling him to put us on Radio 2, like.
Undeniably, I did meet two lovely young women this week from the South Wales area who've managed to smash both their noses up with a hammer. I've created a brand new pop act called...
Well, just jump in for a second, John. He cut me now for the chainsaw, like. With Mel what done it with an hammer.
Well, I done, right? I got a fucking claw hammer, right? I didn't have to fucking smash it off so much as put the fucking claw bit in and wrench it off, like. But Kim got a fucking chainsaw. And when I say chainsaw, it was actually a bush, do you remember? You fucking cut
it. It's true, it was, like, but it's all about, like, what the final result is, isn't it? And it done the job, like, didn't it?
Exactly. I mean, you can't get fucking much better.
You haven't got a fucking nose, like, it's worked a fucking charm, like.
Of course, if the bottom falls out of this, don't worry, because what we're going to do, we're going to become what's known as the Wet Spaghetti Sisters. We get a load of wet spaghetti, pushing out ourselves and farting out on fucking YouTube. I got £14 of boiling at the moment. If the bottom falls out of this, I'm getting fucking £14 of wet spaghetti, farting out on YouTube. I'm going to be fucking millionaire.
See if we can get sponsored like by Dolmio or something.
I've got a fucking brilliant idea, right? I've got £40,000 worth of fucking spaghetti. Boil it up. Go on a YouTube live, right? Off my Facebook live, whatever it is, right? Get a fucking load of people to watch. Get Dolmio, the sponsors, right? Get all the fucking Dolmio puppets around the edge, right? Fucking charting and waving, right? Get a fucking big funnel, put it up me, blam it up, and then all over the fucking camera. Fucking 40,000 viewers in a week, but...
Made in Belgium.
I ain't all me up. Fucking awesome. I fancy the fucking daughter, mind you. Tidy.
Yeah. It's good, that,
isn't it? Fuck it. This is... Do you know what? The paid one last week, this one shits on it. I'm sorry.
Oh, fucking hell, yeah, I should say.
The freebies are getting a real treat today.
Yeah, they just.
Are we doing for time, Reese?
We're looking for time, Reese.
Can we finish? Can we finish yet?
you did give him like another. We've still got a bit more time.
Okay, that's fine.
We're what are we at? Like, you've only been going like 29 minutes.
We haven't done a low yet, anyway.
No, yeah. What do you put me in the kitchen for? It's fucking two girls from the fucking Rhonda trying to cut off the nose and put the balls.
You stupid woman.
René, please let me die. Peace. I'm fucking 98. Please turn off the machine, René.
Listen very carefully. I shall say this only once.
Keep some spaghetti away from me, René. You stupid woman. I was putting the spaghetti up myself. Same stuff. Different order. The teams.
There's your t-shirt.
There's your t-shirt. There's your
fucking t-shirt, mate. Get Dan Peterson to make that bad bastard. Demon Seed. Same stuff, different order.
I can't breathe. Oh, this is a lot of fun.
Oh, fucking hell, yeah. I should say so. Oh, I should say.
Oh. I should go, go. Ooh,
no,
awful.
No, John.
Fantastic.
I love it.
Any paranormal?
What? What? Only trying to help you, Roland.
Here, Conch, what happened to you? What do you mean what happened to me? I fucking grew up. I'm 53. It's over. Grayshaw's fucking over. What about the toast and the millionaires and fucking Bronson? Bronson died in 1993, you fucking cunt. It's over, mate. I'm a fucking locksmith, man. I haven't done octane for fucking 23 years, mate. But what about...
Stop calling me fucking Tucker. My name's Todd Carty.
It's not real, mate. We was acting all along. What? My fucking school?
Are you telling me, Danny? I've just seen a ghost. I've just seen that Danny Kendall.
You fucking plum. He was a fucking actor. Don't tell me about... Yes, McCluskey was a fucking actor as well. She was in the fucking video for No Other Way by Blur.
Not
you
Bullet
fucking
Baxter.
Muppet. You mean...
Tell me Bullet was real. He used to make me get unchanged.
I always wondered why some of the cast of EastEnders looked like kids I went to school with. Fucking Muppet.
Bullet Baxter must have been real, though, John.
No.
He used to make me get changed even when we weren't rolling.
No, it was fucking... It was theatre school.
He
mate.
Made me have a shower on the weekends when we weren't even filming.
That was just abuse, mate. We went to theatre school, then they auditioned us, then they put us on the fucking TV show, mate.
Oh,
it wasn't.
I've been a right plum.
Oh,
I've been a right plum.
What have you been doing
oh,
for the past 43 years?
God.
I've been standing
outside. I thought
they'd
shut the
school.
I've been turning up every day since 1977.
I started a fucking GoFundMe and reopened a fucking school, didn't I? Oh, God, my wife's going to kill me. I've wasted my entire fucking life thinking I'm a fucking school kid.
I just fought in a load of insect days back to back.
Oh, Jesus Christ. No wonder I didn't get any fucking GCSEs. What are they called? Fucking hell.
Ask Alan. Oi, Big Alan.
What about Trevor? Trevor Cleaver, he was a good laugh. No, mate, he was a fucking actor. It wasn't even ginger hair, he fucking dyed it for the TV.
Oh my God. What about that group of Stepson?
It's not real. All of them, mate. I'm sorry to say, all of them, they're fucking gone. They're gone and dusted. It was fucking Phil Redmond what made it all up. You want to have a fucking word with him, mate?
Oh my Christ. It's over. It's fucking over.
Yeah. Me and the wife was thinking of retiring to Brookside Close after this. Fuck's sake.
Oh, we just had a lovely holiday over in Ramsey Street in Australia. That Max Ramsey's a nice fella, isn't he?
Oh, mate. You've got a lot of fucking grown-up to do when you're 54, you fucking plump. Oh,
Michael.
Michael, I advise you step away from the school.
What do you mean the car's not real? Driving
yeah, look,
fucking...
he's that Jen Marco Vincent in his fucking helicopter. He's only got one leg. He's down and out these days.
And the helicopter's shit, it doesn't even fly. Fucking Muppets.
He's pretending he's only got one leg, look. Oh, God.
What a
Big
great...
Wednesday, what?
Remembering stuff. It's all coming back. Gold Run, Blockbusters. Two people against one, never understood why they did that.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Bob Holness apparently played the saxophone on Baker Street. Not really real. It's just a myth. But he was the first James Bond on the radio. That's real. Looking up on Google. Remembering stuff.
Why do they call the Ninja Turtles Hero Turtles?
It's all coming back in floods.
Copyright.
Luella Benjamin, play school.
Look at House of Lords.
Look at the videos of YouTube where they say fruity stuff in between takes of the real kids episode.
Oh. X-rated rainbow. Talking about wangers.
Captain Pugwash apparently has something to do with wanking.
Semen Stains wasn't the name of the character.
Playing a Cluedo board for Christmas and putting all the bits up yourself. Oh, whoops, that's just me. Sorry.
Fucking hell.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Same stuff, different order. Fucking great.
Same stuff, different order.
Oh, what a podcast.
It's absolute gold.
It was fucking gold. 28 years they ran that fucking podcast. Over 22,000 listeners. You know what they did? The same fucking stuff in a different fucking order each time. I'm Burgess Meredith. I died fucking 33 years ago, but that fucking podcast blew my tits apart, kid.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry, that was a...
Great, fantastic. And we haven't even hit the paranormal as
well. Or the winter stuff, really.
No, of course, the main... main theme today is winter.
Yeah.
What can you say?
I've waited for you winter long. Neil Young, of course.
Now, is this... I don't, all I know is this. Oh, man, take a look at my ass. I'm a lot like...
Oh, man, take a look at my ass. I'm a lot like you. I need a rubber tube up me the whole day through. Oh, fill it with gravel and watch me poo. And then harmonica.
At the time there in the studio, I remember Neil was putting the lyrics down and he made that fantastic line about putting a rubber tube on himself. And of course, the entire studio went deadly quiet. He turned to the producer and simply said, and then harmonica. And of course, they threw it in and it became a massive smash hit. Anyway, up next, Mel and Kim with smashed up noses.
Oh, same shit, different order. Magic.
The undeniable power of Neil Young there, one of my favourite artists of all time. And, of course, one of my favourite artists to put a rubber tube up himself and then shit his guts out all over the fucking control panel of the studio. Fantastic and responsible for millions of pounds worth of damage when recording that fantastic Harvest Moon album. I'm dead, so it's time for me to go. Goodbye.
That's fucking bang on, that is.
There's another quote for a T-shirt. That's fucking bang on. That is.
Oh, fucking hell.
Oh, dear. A hilarious cavalcade of quotes and the same shit repeated over and over again. The Sun. 2 stars.
2 thumbs up. Siskin and Ebert.
The Sunday Times. Absolute horseshit, but couldn't stop listening. Oh, dear.
I've got no opinion. I'm dead. Johnny Weissmuller.
Weissmuller, don't talk to me about fucking Weissmuller. That's a bitch. You know what he did? He took his vocal cords and transplanted into his ass. He wanted to talk out of his ass just so he could get in the fucking movies, that son of a bitch. God damn, he stank like wet spaghetti. Fucking horrible.
This was the great tragedy of Weissmuller. Weissmuller, of course, from being a very famous film actor with a tremendous amount of cachet in Hollywood to being a risible character on the fringe of society who was known only for shitting out lukewarm spaghetti from his anus. This was the great tragedy of Weissmuller.
22 years after he retired from fucking show business, you know what he did? He opened the fucking meatball restaurant in the Bronx and I was the only goddamn customer. You know why? Because there was not an ounce of meat in his balls. It was full of fucking wet spaghetti coming out of his ass 24/7. That son of a bitch should have been dead at 19. You'd ask for the garlic meatballs. You know what? You get a carrier bag full of fucking wet spaghetti that was coated in a light brown residue. That son of a bitch. You know how long that restaurant lasted? 2 fucking weeks. Because that's how long it took me to run out of money and realize it was a fucking dummy for going there in the first place. Fucking son of a bitch. I fucking hate Weissmuller. That fucking.
I felt shortchanged. I used to go in there because John was a friend of mine. He didn't even have the good decency not to shit spaghetti on my plate.
John was a good kid. He was nice. He was always good to me, always kind. But when it came to spaghetti, I had to draw the line. Stinking of cold, damn
wet ass stained spaghetti. It was not for me. I turned it off.
No.
Turned away. No. Wise Muller died alone, but spaghetti up his ass.
Crown floor station.
Same stuff, different order. Come on.
I'm free.
Don't tell it, Pike. Put that rubber tube up your ass, Pike. Oh, Adam, please. You're like, oh, look, a picture of the mount cock on the wall.
For fuck's sake, I told you at the beginning of our podcast, it's not even fucking real, you fucking boppy.
Here, Adam, if there's one thing I like to do before the pass is get Dan Peterson to draw a picture of me fanny cock on the wall in a triptych style.
Oh, you fucking plum. Oh, I've got to fork out of my own pockets and draw a free segmented picture of your penis and put it off a fucking wall. You make me sick.
You know about it, just...
Psycho Bell Yard, here we go.
Ding, ding, ding. Ding, ding, ding. It's the Johnny Weissmuller Show with your host, Johnny Spaghetti Ass Weissmuller. Hey, how you doing, everybody? It's me, John Weissmuller. This week I got a whole cavalcade of fun for you, including dry spaghetti, wet spaghetti, and spaghetti to speed up my mother and ass. Fuck the spaghetti. Show them what you do with the meatballs, kid. I saved that for behind the stage, thanks.
That show ran and ran. Forget about it. The guys couldn't get enough of it. John Weissmuller at one stage, 24 million people would tune in on a Friday evening and watch John Weissmuller come down those stairs, the orchestra playing behind him in the pit. He would just drop his pants on national television, on CBS, and just shit spaghetti all over the stage. It went into syndication. The guy made $2 million. And this is in 1963. Okay? In modern money, you're talking about $40, $50 million. They called him the million-dollar asshole.
You know that catchphrase he said, hey, kids, how long's it going to be this week? And they'd measure each piece of spaghetti. Now, when that went to the UK, I may be wrong here. You had a guy called Leslie Crowther who took over the UK version. That guy was a fucking hot-ass piece of cock. He used to come on stage with a robotic dusty bin, take his trousers off, lower himself in, all over the fucking bin. They'd rifle through it for prizes. They'd measure the spaghetti. That guy took entertainment to the next level. Leslie fucking Crowther.
Leslie Crowther could do it all, okay? And what people don't realize about Leslie Crowther, hey, guess who the cat's son-in-law was?
I know it was fucking Phil Lynott.
From Thin Lizzy. Could you believe that Lizzie. Shit?
The fucking, what the fuck? The boys are back in town. The spaghetti's back up the ass, kid.
Oh, fucking hell.
Whiskey in the jar, more like spaghetti in the asshole.
Oh, wonderful. Great,
the Price
great show.
Is Right with Leslie Crowther. What a great show that was.
You know what he did shortly after the spaghetti thing fell apart? The Rice Is Right. He got a 2-kilo bag of dry rice, put it up himself, and fire it out across the audience. There were no prizes. There were no quiz questions. There was fuck all. Just a crowd full of pensioners bunched in from fucking Scarborough, and then he would spray fucking rice all over them, and they'd fucking clap, the dumb motherfuckers. The Rice Is Right, kids. Help me. Help me. Help me. Remembering
same shit,
stuff.
Different order.
It's happening again. This is a horrific nightmare. Don't tell it, Pike.
He's a jacker.
Well, lad. Well, lad. Pam St. Clement with a top off.
Did you see?
I love you, Pat.
Pat. Ricky. Bianca. They euthanized Wellard on the TV. It was horrible.
Happy Christmas, sweetheart.
Colin and Barry, first gay kiss on TV, caused a lot of controversy with the older generation.
Oh, God.
Oh, fucking great. Nowhere near the paranormal as AF content, you know, which is...
Oh, yeah. Which is, yeah. It's good though, isn't it? It is fucking good.
I love it. Absolutely love it.
It's
good. Just a reminder, actually, if anyone's listening, smash on like that subscribe button.
Oh, yeah, do that, please.
Do that.
Please do
that. That's handy. We will be unboxing soon. So
yeah.
That's always handy.
If you could do that, would be wonderful. Because it's all, it's all about content, isn't it?
Do you know what I'd love to do with this, Mike, is one day in the summer, we'll get a tent and we'll go into a field, a blazing hot summer's night. We'll have a couple of cans.
Oh, that'd be
great. We'll go up there. We won't take any recording equipment. We'll just do this to each other in a field with a load of fucking cans, and it'll be the best summer ever. It'll be fucking amazing. Mike and John's big
summer. That'd be our Woodstock, that would.
But I've got it. If you, as a listener, want to experience, give us £150 and you can come along to the field and watch us.
Yeah.
With the doors done up on the tent so you can't see us, you can only hear us in the tent, getting pissed, doing this to each other.
Yeah.
That is a live show and a half.
That's what I'm talking about.
In the middle of a field, £150 a ticket, you can come and watch us or you can come and listen to us with the fucking door done up, doing this to each other.
Yeah.
For fucking two days on the trot.
I'd do that.
I'd fucking love to do that. That'd the tent experience would be fucking brilliant.
Yeah,
we could. And at the end, if they stay for the whole weekend, we will recreate the Rice is Right. And we'll just put a little rice up ourselves and fart it back out.
Yeah. That's not legally binding, that bit.
No, that I might change my mind regarding that bit. But overall, cool. It's good.
Happy to stay in a tent for the weekend with you.
Yeah, it'd be cracking. What lager would you take if you were taking lager?
Oh, tough to say, isn't it? I'd probably keep... Sandwich. Yeah, I'd probably go for a nice Peroni or something.
Yeah, good choice. Yeah. What did you take? What do you take as snacks?
Oh, a packet of Nice biscuits.
Yeah.
Have we got a means to boil water?
Yeah, there's a little gas stove.
I'll take some pot noodles with me.
Yeah, nice one. And a bit of what about for breakfast?
Chicken and mushroom ginsters.
Really? What about chocolate croissants? You know those 6 packs you get?
Oh yeah, or a pecan plat.
Oh. Lovely. I've got a lovely memory actually. You and I were camping once when we were recording for that episode of that show. Was nothing like this one.
No. It literally wasn't nothing like this one.
No, it actually wasn't like this one.
No, well. Ironic at all. It was fuck all like this, was it?
Yeah, it was just fuck all like this one. made properly with a budget and proper content.
We had to talk about a thing.
And there was no talk of arseholes or blood or anything like that.
Yeah, we couldn't just do the same shit every week in a different order.
No. But when we did that one, on one occasion, Rhys used to have a tent trailer or trailer
he did.
Tent, whatever they're
he
called.
He did. Yeah, it was on one nice occasion,
there, we stayed in that and he was a bit of a ropey sleep because we're outside and, you know, whatever. But the next day, one of my favourite memories was there was a flap over the front, a walk-in door that was, you know, the height of a man, so you could walk in. And there was condensation on the door. So the next morning, whilst Rhys was setting up and getting everything ready for the production, you and I, instead of doing any prep, we on the condensation, we drew the outline of a person and pretended to beat it up for 45 minutes. Come on then, you fucking slag, you want a fucking piece of meat? And they just fucking punching
you. You fucking fancy your chances, do you?
Fucking, what are you looking at, you fucking cunt?
You and then fucking just slag. Yeah. It's good, though, isn't it?
They're fucking brilliant.
Well, we can do that for the patrons. They want to cut the clagons, want to come and watch us fucking beat up some condensation people.
And get a t-shirt made, condensation people out, anti-condensation league.
Yeah.
Fucking brilliant. And up, brilliant. Brilliant. Oh, great.
We are the anti-condensation people league. Yeah, it's good. We got a couple of minis, we'll drive on it and he's beating up condensation people.
Fucking brilliant. Oh, dear. Oh, God damn. What's,
I only told you to zip the bloody doors up.
I only said punch the condensation people in the tits. You're only supposed to punch the condensation people in the tits.
Say Master Bruce, go on.
Oh, what does he say? I can't remember what he says.
Doom us Alfred when he's in Batman.
What is it? Why can't we? Why is it we stumble, Master Bruce? So that we may pick ourselves up. I always say, make a married woman laugh. That way, you're halfway there. Or something like that, isn't it?
From Elf. Something like that. Near enough.
Oh, fucking brilliant. My name is Michael Caine.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people know that. Remembering stuff.
Mike Elwood.
Mike Elwood. Frank Spencer up here, roller skates. The cat's done a whoopsie on the carpet.
Oh, Betty.
Oh, Betty, I was trying to do the
most. The phantom of the opera is there inside your mind.
God, this podcast is fucking unbelievably shit.
Isn't it?
Oh, I got some people, they might be doing one about, I don't know, fucking comparing trainers or something.
Bullshit.
You know, but he's just, you know, he's fucking terrible.
I'm embarrassed to take the money off him, to be honest.
I'm just embarrassed of being alive and doing this. Really. It's just, it's shocking.
You know.
Are we doing Reese? Is there anything you could give? You're a producer. Can you give us any points?
Yeah. Why are we taking all the fucking flack for? What's he doing?
Fuck all. He's doing what? Fuck all. He's not even, what
I
are you doing?
You, I gave you a theme. Or you gave
No, I gave you a theme.
I gave you the idea of a theme.
Yeah, but I told you winter.
Okay, well, do it.
You've done fuck all else.
Just do it.
Do it. Just do it.
We're on a shitty Google Meet because John can't even work out fucking Zencaster.
Using mobile phone to get the Wi-Fi connection.
Oh, I told you winter, and then we just talk bollocks for an hour again.
I don't know what to say. He's a bitch of a big cock drawn by Dan Peterson. If only enough people would follow him on Twitter, he might get a bit of cash behind him and generate and donate it to me, Adel, before I go. I haven't got long left.
You fucking pervert. You're fucking 104 years old. You'll be around for another 55, you cunt.
It would be so much better if they swore in that programme.
It would be fucking amazing.
Oh,
my
God.
It would be fucking amazing.
Let's remake it.
If someone will give us the money, God, it would be brilliant, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It would be fucking amazing.
We should make Steptoe and team.
Oh. I mean, the idea of, yeah, the A-team.
Couple of fucking vigilantes. Couple of like...
I can't drink the... please, Adel, I can't drink the milk, Adel. You know I don't like it. It upsets my stomach.
If you don't drink that milk, we can't go. If I fucking play the God all day to fuck... Oh, God, fucking Colonel Jackers turns up. I told you to drink the milk before we went.
I know, Adel, but it gives me such a bad tummy. Then Adel, fucking Colonel Deckers turned up and there's a bunch of fucking soldiers up.
Get the fucking Air Canada fucking Marrows. You fucking Ben.
Literally. Word for word. We did before.
Exactly the same stuff but in a different order.
That's the same order. That's the same stuff in the same order.
Oh, Adel. Oh, Adel, please, Adel.
Fucking travesty.
It's exactly the same as the 18.
Travesty.
Ian Adel, a bunch of farmers who have been pressured off their land by a rich landowner and they claim this their land and they own it, but he's trying to push. Oh, I fucking saw it. I got the fucking M16 with blah, blah, blah. We'll reclaim the rights of a working man and stop fucking these rich bastards taking the land. Oh, God, hang on. What's that have a window? Oh, God. Oh, my God, look at his fucking Colonel Deckham again.
What are you talking about, Adel? I thought we got rid of him in the last episode with that fucking air cannon, them fucking Marrows.
Oh, he's fucking outwitting us again. He's fucking... Oh. Get the fucking air pressure cannon, you fucking red. Right, drink this milk. We'll get on a fucking aeroplane and get out of it.
I don't know. I can't drink the milk, Adel. Something awful with my stomach, Adel. It plays me fucking terrible rot. I'm on the toilet for half an hour after the...
If you want to go on all day to fucking Spain, you better drink that milk. He's fucking Colonel Deckers come up the fucking drive. Get the fucking air compression cannon quickly.
Oh, Adel, we've run out of the Marrows.
Well, use the fucking potatoes, you fucking idiot.
Oh, Adel, I can't. I don't want to drink a milk. At least give us a chocolate milkshake, Adel. We got that a bit easier.
Oh, you fucking idiot. Put the theme music on. Oh, I wish I'd be fucking Magnum PI instead, fucking prick.
Magnum and Son. Before you get in your Ferrari, remember I've got to let the cannon off this morning. I've shaved my moustache nice.
Oh, for fuck's sake, I was going to take off the fire.
Higgins?
Higgins, you fucking prick. Go and clean the house.
Now remember, this is not your car. You're just looking after it for somebody.
Don't fucking tell anybody I've got a fucking reputation to keep up.
Higgins,
the sod.
Why are you walking in that ridiculous safari suit with shorts on?
Don't take the piss out of it. It's my favourite outfit. And besides, I've got to load the cannon up and let it out for the opening credits in a minute.
Magnificent.
Oh, I sweat.
I'd watch that.
Ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding. They love this, the Americans, don't they? Because they want to have a fucking clue what Magnum is.
I will go.
Well, they'll know Magnum, won't they? Well, the ones over the age of 40, but anyway.
The ones over the age of 40 will know Magnum. They might know Battlestar Galactica, so that we haven't done that, but they might
know.
No,
but he's, you know. Of course, Doug Benedict's in that and the A Team, so that's a reference point for him.
Yes, so that's good. Whew, God.
Quite good that he actually, in the credits of A Team, bit of intertextuality, he clocks a couple of Cylons on the set, doesn't he?
Of course, yeah, they walk past him and he gives them that sort of knowing look. Yeah. I always liked that as a kid.
Like a come hither look.
Brilliant, brilliant. Yeah, I mean, you could do a version.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Steptoe and son, Steptoe walks past his own son and looks at him.
That'd be good, though, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Opening credit. So basically, right?
Magnum and son.
What if a Steptoe and team featuring Magnum and son? And it's our own TV show. We'll get it crowdfunded.
One of those mashups they do in America when both series are fucking failing in the ratings. They think they'll
just chuck them
like
together.
The Bionic Man meets the $6 million man, Bionic Woman type stuff.
We're doing it Steptoe's Angels. So,
you fucking dressed up as three of yourself dressed as women. What the fuck are you doing?
Oh, no, don't stop it like that. I'm trying to solve a crime.
Oh. Who is that cunt behind the fucking box that just talks from the speaker?
I don't know who he is, but he keeps sending us messages that make me wear these skimpy shirts all the time.
Skimpy shirts? He's making me run my trousers up.
You could have at least washed the fucking stains out of them, you horrible bastard.
Oh, fuck, I see.
Oh, God. Oh. Can we finish? Can we finish?
Can we stop there now, please?
Can we stop? I haven't done the paranormal.
Yeah, we've pretty much done the hour.
Shall I do a bit of paranormal for the end, or should we just sack it off this week?
Take a week off. Take off.
Yeah.
We've
earned a rest.
Yeah, that's fine.
Cool. All right.
My boys, my wonderful boys, thank you so much for visiting tonight's show. Each one of you will receive a reward for you, Malachi. Let me look. Some of this used tripe I found at the bottom of Sainsbury's. David, for you, perhaps this, perhaps Isla St. Clair signed photograph. And David Jr., for you, it's time to perform the floral dance in the style of Teddy Wogan. Now, get the dressing gown. The Demon Sea.
Broadcast, you must be mistaken.
It's now, it's here.
Come on down here and help with it.
Demon Sea.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.